From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id.
Listener, how are you today? It's nice to meet you again with me, Putri, to accompany you in 60 minutes ahead. In today's edition, we would like to present some information, started from news, highlight of the week, and so forth. Also, there are Indonesian pop songs. Well, listener, I will begin with news. Stay with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id.
Here is the news. I'm Nuka Kusumawati. Let's begin with the national news. Riau Island Province has ranked first in Indonesia in terms of press freedom, with a cumulative score of 83.30, according to a survey conducted by the Press Council. West Java has straight behind the second position. Escorted by Antara, Emilia Basar, chief of the survey team, said Sukofindo has completed all phases of the survey in 34 provinces in Indonesia. Meanwhile, expert informant Iskandar Zulkarnain praised the Press Council and the Sukofindo survey team for their objective and reliable assessment. The achievement is the result of all stakeholders' hard work in Riau Island, who serve as experts informant, including press publications companies, journalists association, academics, the public, state institution, and the regional government of Riau Island province. The Indonesian Institute of Sciences LIPI and the South Australian Museum, supported by PT Freeport Indonesia, have discovered a new species of frog in Mimika District, Papua. PT Freeport Indonesia Korkom Vice President Riza Pratama noted in a statement received by Antara on Saturday that the species, named Litoria lubisi, is a type of a large tree frog, is a member of the Litoria infratrenata family. Lubisi was named after Dr. Rosdian Lubis, who served as the Senior Vice President for Work Environment and Safety at that time. The finding of the species adds to the long list of discoveries of new species in PT Freeport Indonesia's work area since biodiversity research was conducted in 1997. Five Indonesian weightlifters have qualified for the Summer Olympic Games in Tokyo, scheduled from July 23rd to August 8. According to the Tokyo 2020 ranking list issued by the International Weightlifting Federation, IWF, on its official website on Saturday, the five Indonesian weightlifters are Windy Cantika Aisyah in the 49 kilograms category, Eko Yuli Irawan in the 61 kilograms category, Denny in the 67 category, Rahmat Erwin Abdullah in the 73 kilograms category, and Nurul Akmal in the 87 plus kilogram category. Aisyah, Irawan, Denny, and Akmal qualified for the Summer Olympic Games since they rank among the world's top 8, thereby serving as a safe threshold to Tokyo. Meanwhile, Abdullah, currently ranked 11, is entitled to a quota through continental allotment. Let's move on to the international news. Vietnam has approved the COVID-19 vaccine jointly made by Pfizer and BioNTech for domestic emergency use. The government said on Saturday, Vietnam, which has previously approved the AstraZeneca vaccine, Russia's Sputnik V, and China's Sinopharm vaccine, said it is seeking to procure 31 million doses of the Pfizer-BioNTech version for delivery in the next quarter. Vietnam is trying to accelerate its vaccine procurement drive to tackle a more wave of infection, even though its overall caseload and fatality numbers remain relatively low. The health ministry also said on Saturday it was in talks with an unidentified U.S. manufacturer to produce a one-dose vaccine, with a view to producing 100 million to 200 million shots per year. Hospitals in Democratic Republic of Congo capital Kinshasa are overwhelmed by a rise in COVID-19 infection, President Felix Tshisekedi said on Saturday as the country was hit by the third wave of the disease. Like many African countries, Congo has officially registered relatively few cases, but the virus has killed a number of prominent politicians and low vaccination rate have left the country vulnerable to more contagious variant. Congo delayed its vaccination campaign by more than a month because of concern about very rare side effects from the AstraZeneca shot. Since the campaign finally started on April 19, fewer than 30,000 doses have been administered. The group of seven richest democracies sought on Saturday to counter China's growing influence by offering developing nations an infrastructure plan to cult rival President Xi Jinping's multi-trillion dollar Belt and Road Initiative. The G7, whose leaders are meeting in southwestern England, has been searching for a coherent response to the growing assertiveness of Xi after China's surging economic and military rise over the past 40 years. U.S. President Joe Biden and other G7 leaders hope their plan, known as the Build Back Better World or B3W Initiative, will provide a transparent infrastructure partnership to help narrow the $40 trillion needed by developing nations by 2035. The United States later said there was a G7 consensus on the need for a shared approach to China on trade and human rights. Saudi Arabia has restricted the annual Hajj pilgrimage to its own citizens and residents for the second year running in response to the coronavirus pandemic, the state Saudi press agency SPA reported on Saturday. Only people aged between 18 and 65 have been vaccinated or immunized against the virus and are free of chronic disease will be able to take part. It also set a maximum of 60,000 participants. The minister said only approved COVID-19 vaccine from Pfizer, AstraZeneca, Moderna and Johnson & Johnson will be valid for the Hajj. Listener, that was the news.
Patriot.
World Bank's Board of Executive Director approved funding of $400 million, or around 5.6 trillion rupiah, for Indonesia. The funding will be used to deepen, increase efficiency, and strengthen the resilience of the financial sector. The World Bank Director for Indonesia and Timor Leste, Sabtu Kahkonen, in Jakarta on Friday, said the new funding was designed to assist Indonesia in addressing vulnerabilities in the financial sector exacerbated by the COVID-19 pandemic. He explained that this funding will support various reforms in the financial sector through three main approaches. First, deepen the financial sector by expanding access to financial services, including for the younger generation and women. This approach also broadens the range of financial products and provides incentive for long-term savings. Second, these loans are aimed at increasing efficiency and lowering costs in the financial sector. This is done by strengthening the bankruptcy framework and credit rights, protecting consumers and personal data, and building a more efficient and faster payment system by utilizing digital technology. Third, encourage the ability of the financial sector to withstand shocks. This is done by strengthening the resolution framework to avoid various disruption to financial activities in the event of bank failure, increasing the effectiveness of financial sector supervision, and implementing sustainable financial practices. Kahkonen said that by making financial services more transparent, reliable, and technology-oriented, savings could be channeled to the most productive investment in more efficient, faster, and safer manner. Thus, according to Kahkonen, funding to strengthen the financial sector can open up opportunities for the community to invest for the future and to protect themselves from various unexpected shocks. I'll begin today in history on June 13, 1944, when the birth of Ban Ki-moon occurred. Ban Ki-moon is a South Korean diplomat and former Secretary General of the United Nations. On October 13, 2006, he was elected to the 8th United Nations Secretary General at the United Nations General Assembly and sworn in on 14 December 2006. On June 21, 2011, Ban was elected to his second term as United Nations Secretary General. Let's move it on to the June 13, 1996, when the Garuda Indonesia plane crashed. Garuda Indonesia Flight 865 from Fukuoka to Jakarta had an accident on June 13, 1996, while about to take off. The front turbine fan of engine number 3 broke and separated from the engine shaft. As a result, the crew attempted to abort takeoff, even though at that time the plane speed and exceeded its maximum. When the crew tried to stop the plane, it slid off the end of the runway, causing the plane to explode and catch fire, killing three of the 275 passengers instantly. I'll conclude with June 13, 2000. The first meeting between President Kim Dae-jung of South Korea and Kim Jong-il of North Korea occurred. The then South Korean President Kim Dae-jung visited Pyongyang for an unprecedented inter-Korean summit with North Korean leader Kim Jong-il. The two leaders adopted a joint declaration of peace after the June 13 to 15 meeting. The meeting resulted in a series of family reunion separated by the 1950s to 1953 Korean War and the launch of the joint industrial estates in the North Korean border town of Kaesong in 2004.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chaku yo shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegi mashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
وقو انتقال فيروس كوفيد-19 من خلال ارتداء الأقنعة بشكل صحيح. قناعي يحميكم وقناعكم يحميني.
رانغ جان شوي بي تاي كو جو يي فانغ شي سين سين غوانغ جوانغ بين دو فاي يان د تشوان بو. وو د كو جو باو هو ني، يي د كو جو باو هو وو.
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege tu máscara me protege.
Voorkom de ketting overdraging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Listener, in the segment Listener's Mailbag, we would like to thank our dear listeners, wherever you are, who have sent your letters or emails containing reception reports on our broadcast. And now let's start answering your letters or emails. First, I would like to read an email sent by Siddhartha Bhattacharji in India. He was listening to English program through 3325 kHz on June 1st, 2021. Hello from Jakarta, Mr. Siddhartha Bhattacharji. It is nice to get the reception report from you. We also gratitude that you submitted audio about our broadcast. Keep listening and have a wonderful day. And here is a beautiful song for you. Enjoy!
Dalamnya lautan akan kuwarungi, gunung yang menjulang pastikan ku daki.
Rintangan yang datang takkan menghalangi segala niat yang telah kita yakini.
Kadang aku harus menyatu dan juga saling melengkapi untuk menggapai semua.
Jangan pernah menyerah.
You are listening to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Next segment that will present is My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
The Indonesian Ministry of Health was confirmed that it has prepared a health protocol along with a special health team for the implementation of the 20th National Sports Week PON in Papua, which will take place from October 2nd to 15, 2021. A coordination meeting was held by the Ministry of Youth and Sport Zainuddin Amali and the General Chair of the Central Indonesian National Olympic Committee KONI, Marciano Norman, in Jakarta on Tuesday. Head of the Sports Health Sections of the Directorate of Occupational Health and Supports of the Ministry of Health, Dr. Hari Papilaya, said after the meeting that a training for the health team to oversee the Papua PON will be held in June and July. During a virtual press conference in Jakarta on Tuesday, Dr. Hari Papilaya explained that apart from a special health team, the Ministry of Health has also run several programs for Papua PON, including vaccination of Papuan athletes and people and the preparation of health protocols guidelines. He said that vaccination in Papua had met the standards and had entered the fourth stage for the general public. In addition to the health protocol, the Ministry of Health and the PON Organizing Committee have compiled several guidelines tailored to the location of the match and each sport. Regarding the protocol for the arrival of PON participants to Papua, the Ministry has determined that athletes and officials will only be required to undergo an antigen swab test without quarantine obligation in accordance with the circular regarding inter-island population movement during the COVID-19 pandemic. Meanwhile, the General Chair of the Central KONI, Marciano Norman, ensured that the preparation for the Papua PON until now continues in the midst of various problems that have arisen recently. Regarding security, the regional police and the regional military commander in Papua have ensured their full support during the implementation of the national sports activities, so that all activities of the National Sports Week take place safely, smoothly, and under control in Papua.
Voice of Indonesia.
Now we'll reply an email from our listener, Muhammad Akil Bashir in Pakistan. Hello, Mr. Muhammad Akil Bashir. Thank you for your reception report. Keep listening, and this is a special song for you. Happy listening.
Friday night, staying up late, laying down side to side. Feels like nothing to be afraid of anything, just enjoy the ride. Hold me, hold me, hold me. Oh,
service Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world in Jakarta. Listener, now we'll present Indonesian Wonder about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
As the prima donna of the Indonesian tourism, Bali offers many tourism spots. One of them is Tibumana Waterfall, which is located in Apuan village, Susut, Bangli, about 33 kilometers from Bali capital Denpasar. The location is included in the Central Bali Tourism Area, which is closer to the Ubud Tourism Center. Tibumana Waterfall is only about 20 meters high. However, the beautiful charm over it is an attraction for visitors. The natural atmosphere there is very calm, peaceful, and wonderful. The air is refreshingly cool, the wet rock cliffs are beautifully circular and decorated with various green plants. This kind of atmosphere is the main destination for tourists who wants to be away from the crowds. Tibumana Bangli Waterfall is often said to be a twin waterfall. This is related to the flow of river water above it. If the water discharge is large, the waterfall is divided into two adjoining parts. However, when the water discharge is small, only one stream plunks into the pool below. But with one or two streams of waterfalls, Tibumana is still beautiful. Moreover, the natural pool below makes anyone wants to plunge into. This pool is quite deep, as evidenced by the dark blue water. Tibu itself means deep riverbed. Although Tibumana Waterfall is in a hidden location, it already has adequate facilities, such as a gazebo to rest, a place to eat, and also a place to change clothes. The access road to the location is overall good, even though it's winding. After arriving at the location, visitors are required to pay an entrance ticket, which is very cheap, less than a half US dollar per person. Then you still have to walk through the path and the bridge made of wood to get to the location of the waterfall. On the way, you will see clear river water, beautiful and natural cliffs, so that your trip becomes an interesting and fun adventure. Tibumana Waterfall is perfect for calming down and getting away from the crowds of the city, a beautiful and interesting place on the island of Bali that can be scheduled as your vacation destination, in addition to beautiful beaches which are scattered around Bali Island.
Voice of Indonesia.
Now we will reply another email from Moat Belgrid in Morocco. Hello Moat Belgrid, thank you for your email and your prayers. The same prayers to you. Keep listening and stay healthy. It's our appreciation, here is a beautiful song. Enjoy the song.
Pandanglah ke depan, kau lihat ufuk fajar harapan. Kita hidup dalam persahabatan, kita melangkah menuju kemenangan.
Matahari bersinar benderang, menyinari cita-cita gemilang. Walau mendung datang menantang, kita tegar berani menerjang.
You are still listening to Voice of Indonesia, COVID-19 Disaster Response Radio.
From
listener, here is Miscellany that inform you about interesting events that occurred in Indonesia.
Even though it is still in the COVID-19 pandemic, the Bali Provincial Government is still committed to holding the 43rd Bali Art Festival 2021. This event is being held from June 12 to 10 July 2021 at Taman Budaya Arts Center Denpasar in a hybrid manner, which is a combination of offline and online and measurable health controls. Head of the Bali Provincial Sculpture Service, Igede Arya Sugiarto, told the press in Denpasar on Wednesday that 73 events would be presented during the 43rd Bali Arts Festival and involve 10,000 artists from various communities and leading studios across the island of Bali as well as foreign delegates. The 43rd Bali Arts Festival has the theme Purna Jiwa or Prananing Wana Kerti. It means full soul, the breath of the tree of life, which means glorifying trees or forests as a symphony of universal harmony towards a prosperous life with a supremely perfect soul. The 43rd Bali Art Festival was opened virtually by President Joko Widodo on June 12, 2021, with a screening of a video of the parade and the Reksal Katsuba ballet performance by the Indonesian Institute of the Arts Denpasar. The 43rd Bali Arts Festival this time consisted of 43 performances, 3 types of utsawa or parade, 13 wimbakara or competition, 2 kandarupa or exhibition, 6 kriyaloka activities or workshops, and 6 vidyatula topics or rehearsals. Each representative of 9 regencies or cities throughout Bali will show their skills and abilities to bring various performances, including classical gambuh and wayang wong theater, gamelan and gambang traditional music, topeng or mask, dance, and wayang kulit or leather puppet show. In order to reflect the diversity and rich culture of the Indonesian archipelago and friendly countries, there are also virtual art performances from Papua, the traditional Pasir dance from East Kalimantan, and Indian classical dance. All programs are presented conventionally and online through YouTube channels as well as live shows and broadcasts on several TV stations. Previously, Bali Governor Wayan Koster said this year's Bali Arts Festival was an effort to adopt new habits to maintain productivity, creativity, and provide a stage for art appreciations to artists and performers in Bali, as well as provide healthy and educational entertainment for all levels of society.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku o chaku yo shite, COVID-19 no kansan kakudai o fusegi masho. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Waqaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
evite la difusión del coronavirus, cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Voorkom de ketting overbrenging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhinderen Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19-Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
You are still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Listener, the next segment is Music Corner about music information in Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listener, today I will present to you a song Mesin Waktu by Mawar De Jong. This song was released in January 2021, which tells about a couple who have made a promise to be together forever. At the end, the two had to part ways. After the separation, one of them was still overshadowed by a longing for the sweet moments that happened in the past when they were still together in love and wanted to repeat it. Realizing that he cannot get back together, he hopes that there is a time machine or mesin waktu that can take him to the past. Well, listener, here is the song Mesin Waktu by Mawar De Jong.
Indonesia, COVID-19 Disaster Response Radio. Stay at home, clean your hands, and follow your local health regulation.
Tuhan tolonglah, hapus dia hatiku. Kini semua percuma, takkan mungkin terjadi kisah cinta yang selalu aku banggakan. Kau hempas semua rasa yang tercipta untukku. Tanpa pernah melihat betapa ku mencoba jadi yang terbaik untuk dirimu. Oh, mengapa tak bisa dirimu yang mencintaiku tulus dan apa adanya? Aku memang bukan manusia sempurna, tapi ku layak dicinta karena ketulusan. Kini biarlah waktu yang jawab semua. Coba jadi yang terbaik untuk dirimu. Oh, yang mencintaiku tulus dan apa adanya. Aku memang bukan manusia sempurna, tapi ku layak dicinta.
Penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chakuyou shite COVID-19 no kansen kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Waqaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmi.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Voorkom de ketting overdragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
give up. Show up and dress up. Be what you wanna be. Get up and stand up. Don't ever give up. Show up.
Listener, it is time for me to sign off now. Stay tuned with us in Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Don't forget to check out our other social media accounts such as Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, Twitter at VOI Indonesia, and Instagram, voice.of.indonesia. Or you can also send your email to voi@voinews.id. I'm Putri Safira Adela. See you on the next English program.